So Parsha Shmos.
Yes.
As we begin a new Chumash. Let's go through some of the psukim in which relate God revealing himself at the Sne.
Okay.
First, let me just be sure that you have the same text in front of you that I have. The title should be Yesod Gadol.
Yes.
Okay, good. So we have the same text. Now, I'm not going to read through all the psukim, one after the other. We actually have it open here in the Chumash because we studied Meshech Chachma. The Torah describes how the Malach Hashem appears to Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu sees the snare, and it's burning, and it's not consumed, and Moshe is curious about it, why is this so? And then Hashem appears to him and says to him from the snare, Moshe, Moshe. Moshe responds, Hineni. And then Moshe is told that he has to take his shoes off. And the Makom Asher Ta'omid Olav Admas Kodesh. This is a holy land. And then Hashem begins his very long presentation to Moshe Rabbeinu about who he is, who is God, he's Elkei Avram, etc., etc. Moshe runs away, he's afraid to look at the Almighty. So let's see the Ramban on Al Tikrav Halom. Moshe Rabbeinu is told by God, don't come too close. Says the Ramban, Lo higia adayin lemaloso hagdola b'nevua. At this point in Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he's no youngster, but he hasn't reached his ultimate level of prophecy. That's only going to happen a little bit later on at Har Sinai, when the pasuk says, Nigash el harafel asher sham elokim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu receives the word of God, and he's on that high level of nevuah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu at this point has to cover his eyes. He's not on the level enough to reach what's called Utmunas Hashem Yabit, which is the exact opposite of what's being said over here. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu runs away and he's afraid Lahabit, he's afraid to look at Hashem, Ki Yorei Me'abit Elokim, and then in contrast, Utmunas Hashem Yabit. So again, just to summarize, Moshe Rabbeinu at the moment of the Sneh is not on the highest level of Nevuah. He'll reach that later on in his career at Har Sinai and even afterwards. And then it'll be Utmunas Hashem Yabit. The Medrash points out that the Mara HaSneh actually took place at Har Sinai itself. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh that here is where the people of Israel will serve God when they receive the Torah in Har Chorev. Vayavol Har Elokim Choreva. And the pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu received this nevuah, this encounter at Har Chorev. Hey Shemos Yeshlo. This mountain has five different names in the Torah. It's called Har Elokim, Har Bashan, Har Givnonim, Har Chorev, and Har Sinai. And last but not least, which we said at the beginning is Har Elokim, Shesham, Kibul Yisrael, Akuso, Shalakosh Baruch Hu. That's where the people of Israel received the divine command and the mandate. Har Sinai, Shemeni Yarda, Sinalov de Kochavim. That's a different discussion. This Medrash will now embellish the words of the Ramban, because the Ramban implies that there is some sort of an equation between the moment of Kabbalah Satorit Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets the permission to go up to the mountain and be close to Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights, but here in the Sneh, at the same location, God says to Moshe, Al Tikrov Halam, Halom, don't get too close. Why? Because you're not on the Madrega of Nevuah. And therefore Moshe covers his face, he knows that he can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when God reveals himself at the Sneh. So therefore, in contrast, when Moshe Rabbeinu at the mountain reaches his highest level of Nevuah, Hashem commands him, come up to the mountain and be with me, be very close. Here, Hashem says at the same mountain, stay away from the mountain because you're not on that level. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh gets the command of Al Tikrov Halom. He's not Roy, he's not on that level. He cannot see and look at God by Esther Moshe. He will reach that level at Har Sinai. And then he goes up to the mountain of Hashem to be with God. Let's take a second look at God's command to Moshe Al Tikrov Halom. God says to Moshe, Amokom Asher Ta'omed Olav Admas Kodeshu. What is the deeper meaning of Admas Kodesh? The Ramban continues in his presentation. God tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take off his shoes. Why? Because he's standing on Admas Kodesh. The mountain, which is ultimately the mountain on which Hashem will give the Torah, is now sanctified because the Shekhinah comes through the snare on this mountain. So the Ramban says the following: Hamakom asher ta'omed olav admas kodesh u'afal pi shehayu rachok min hasneh. Even though at this moment in time Moshe Rabbeinu was still at a distance from the snare, but nevertheless Hashem warns him, because niskadish kol ha'har, that the entire mountain was sanctified because the Shekhinah came onto the top of the mountain. And the Ramban says that that's exactly equivalent to what's going to happen at the time of Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu on the mountain is going to go up to the mountain because that's where Hashem is. And here too, with regard to the snare, Vayavo al Har Elokim, the same mountain. And the mountain is always Kulo Kadosh. Says the Ramban, it's Kulo Kadosh, both at the time of Har Sinai, because Hashem comes down from the heavens and he's Mashar Shekhinah on Har Sinai, and at the same Har, at the time of the snare, because Hashem is coming down from the heavens and, so to speak, revealing himself on this mountain. The entire mountain is sanctified. So even though Moshe is at a distance from the snare, it doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's standing on Admas Kodesh. The entire mountain is Admas Kodesh.
Yes.
And Hashem tells Moshe to take off his shoes. Why? Because when you get to a makom of Kedusha, then whenever that location, even on a temporary basis, is sanctified, you have to take off your shoes. And the Medrash says, as quoted by the Ramban, Kol makom shashchina nigleis osur b'ne'ilas hasandal. If you're at a place, at a location where God reveals His Shechina, you've got to take off your shoes. And we'll see this again in Sefer Yoshua, V'chein, and we'll also see it with regard to the Kohanim. When they served in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the makom hashas hashchina, they had to take off their shoes. All this is according to the Ramban. However, let's take a look at Targum Yonasan. On the same pasuk, Hamakom asher ta'omed olav admas kodeshu, he says, Arum, because Asra de'ant koim iluye, the place that you're standing upon it, Asar kodeshu, is a holy site. Therefore, alui ant osid lekabla oraisa lemilfa yasa lebnei Yisrael. That the place you're standing on is Kodesh. Why? Because I'm going to, in the future, down the line, I'm going to teach the people of Israel the Torah on this mountain. In other words, in contrast to the Ramban, who says that the mountain at this moment in time of the Gili of the Snare was sanctified because Hashem's Shekhinah is on the mountain, Targum Yonasan says that the Kedusha, the sanctity of this mountain, is only because we, this is difficult to understand, but the in the world of spirituality, the future is the past and the past is the future. In other words, time is a kind of a spiral. So that we see in this location at the snare, which is the same location where Hashem is going to give the Torah, we have the Kedusha of Maimon Har Sinai already now. And we'll see the same idea in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that this mountain is sanctified, it's Admas Kodesh, it means because here, in the future, this is the place where God is going to give the Torah.
Okay, so the difference is that Ramban says it's holy now because of the snare, And the other is saying it's holy now because of what will happen in the future.
Excellent. So according to Ramban, it's all the present. Right now, Hashem Shechin is there. And according to Rabbeinu Bechai, who's building himself on Targum Yonasan, it's because of the what I call the anticipatory in the future.
Right. And Ramban might even say that after the Snares episode is over, it doesn't have Kedusha until Marat HaSinai. Ramban might say that in between, it's Stam Mountain. Whereas the rest of them are going to say, no, because in the future it's going to have Kedusha, it always has Kedusha.
I'm not sure. Could be, as I would say. Now it's interesting that Rabbeinu Bechai says that the word shal in the pasuk shal na'alcha is a remez to the Nesinas HaTorah. How is the word shal a remez to Nesinas HaTorah? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, the Torah is going to be given according to the Yushalmi, Eish Levana Charusa B'Eish Shchora, a white flame on top of a black flame. And the word shal is Shchora Levana. The shin is the black, which refers to the black flame, and the lamed of the shal is Levana, the white flame. So we see how important it is that in explaining to Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to take off his shoes because he's standing on Amas Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch has to reveal to him that you are standing on the very place where the Torah will be given, Eish Levana Charusa V'Eish Shchora. Now, Rav Pinchas Friedman, Shlita, the Baal Shvilei Pinchas, wants to understand why does the Ramban reject the Targum Yonasan and Rabbeinu Bechai? Meaning, Targum Yonasan came before the Ramban. The Ramban, no doubt, was aware of the insights or the understanding, the interpretation of the Targum Yonasan. But yet he deviates. He goes out of his way to say that there's Kedusha on the entire mountain because right now, at the time of the snare, God and his Shechina come down upon the mountain. He's not willing to point to the future and say that now Moshe Rabbeinu is being told that the har is Admas Kodesh, that you're standing up because of the future of Nesinas HaTorah.
Okay.
And he says, Nira Levar Hatam Shlo Rotza Ramban, why did the Ramban not want to interpret this pasuk in light of what's going to happen in the future? And he says the following, Ki Masha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Shamakom Omid Alav Admas Kodesh Yakavonu Bazeh. He doesn't want to accept the interpretation that when Moshe is told this is Admas Kodesh, it's Mishum, it's because Asidim Yisrael Akabel Sham Es HaTorah, that in the future they will receive the Torah. This is not anticipatory. Hashem is telling Moshe that right now this is an Admas Kodesh. And let's take a look at a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says, Tanina, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Mekomo Shal Odom Mechabdo El Odom Mechabedis Mekomo, Shekein Matzini Bar Sinai, Shekol Zman Shashchina Shriya Olav, Omer Torah Gam Atzom Vavakal Yira Mula Vahu, Benistalka Shchina Mimenu, Omer Torah B'Mishoch HaYovel Hema Yalu Bahar. So the Medrash has an ethical principle that a person, a being, gives status and glory to the place. It's not the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there on the mountain, and God's being, His presence, is the generator of the sanctity of the mountain.
But Hashem will be on the mountain in the future too, in Moed HaSinai. So why not say that the sanctity comes from the future time that He's on the mountain?
Murray, let's give it a few more minutes. I don't think we saw the presentation yet.
We're
just at the beginning.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get a picture of the puzzle.
Okay.
He says the following. God gives the Torah at our Sinai, and yet, the moment that God has completed this process, and the Shechina is no longer there, the Kedusha is removed from the Har. Now, if that's the case in the future, and according to Rabbeinu Bechai and before him the Targum Yonasan, the entire Kedusha of the mountain at Har Sinai is based on the future. And nevertheless, in the future, as soon as God's Shekhinah is removed, even the great Kedusha of Har Sinai, because that's the place where God reveals us and gives the Torah, is then Nistalka Shekhinah is Bimshoch HaYovel HaMiyal Bahar. He says, Allah has come, how much more so, before the Torah was given at Har Sinai, how can you tell me that Har Sinai is going to be sanctified because it's going, because in the future, even after Hashem reveals Himself in the Shekhinah on Har Sinai, the Kedusha is completely gone when the Shekhinah is not there. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to tell me that beforehand the Shekhinah, because of Har Sinai? I mean, God is not giving the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, the Ramban seems to have it up on the other Mefarshim. There's got to be some Shekhinah now, meaning at the moment of the revelation of Tzneh, in order for the land, in order for the mountain to be sanctified. Because even in the case of Har Sinai, it's only when God comes to give the Torah, and at that moment in history, the Har is endowed with sanctity, but a minute later, the sanctity is gone because the Stalka Kedusha is Hema Yalu Bahar. So how can you possibly tell me that that we're going to anticipate in the future that the Shekhinah will be there? Where's the Shekhinah? If the Shekhinah's not here now, in other words, what generates the Kedusha? It's the now. You know, and how do I prove this? Because Chazal tell us, and it's Pshat in the Psukim, that once Har Sinai, like if somebody would take a trek today, Har Sinai, Tovah Lo Brocha, if he knew where Har Sinai was. But it would have no Kedusha whatsoever.
Well, for
in a sense, I'm a Litva.
I believe Bnei Yisrael stayed there for like a year before they moved on.
That I don't remember. I seem to remember that they left after 3 days. Kitino Kaporeach Mibes HaSefer. But many, maybe the difference.
Moshe was up there for 40 days, and they stayed at the bottom waiting for him, right? So the question is, so Hashem was still on the heart for us, so it was still a Kedusha then. After he came down, it no longer had Kedusha. That's what Ramban is saying.
But again, that you see clearly from Chazal, it's a Medrash Rabbah, but it's almost Mefurish in the Psukim, that if the Shekhinah is not there, the Kedusha is not there.
Okay.
So then, how can there be Kedusha of Admas Kodesh because of the future? You're going to have to answer that there's Shekhinah there now. Hence, you generate the Ramban Shita. However, if Pinchas Friedman wants to give due time to Rabbeinu Bechai and to Rabbeinu Yonasan, to Targum Yonasan beforehand, and try to understand what they would say about this. You know, where's the Shekhinah now at the time of the snare? So in order to answer that question, we have to go on a little bit of a journey, and that's going to begin on the flip side of your page. If you take a look at Targum Yonasan carefully, he doesn't really say that X, which is what we've been saying until now, that the Har at the time of the snare is sanctified because of the future. Let's look again at his language. Again, it's in Aramaic, so it's a little bit hard for us, but we'll try to do the best we can. He says, Arum Asr dat kamile, right, because you're standing on this land, Atar Kadoshu, you should know that it's sanctified. Why? And the answer is because Alui Ant Asid Lekabla Oraisa Lemilfa Yasa Lebnei Yisrael. Because on this place in the future, you will receive the Torah and transmit it to the people of Israel.
So actually it sounds like Moshe is giving the Kedusha to the place, because he is there and he's going to get the Torah in this place in the future. It is sanctified.
Again, I'm just going to, as I always do, I like to see the whole picture. So we'll see if you are machave to the Shvilei Pinchas. Let's see what the Shvilei Pinchas has to say. He says that even Targum Yonasan understood, like the Ramban, that the Har is sanctified. Why? Because of the Shekhinah. What Targum Yonasan is adding here is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide that he would reveal himself to Moshe Dafka at that place, at that location on the face of the earth?
Uh-huh.
God could have chosen any mountain on the face of the earth to reveal the Shekhinah. The Ramban is right, and Targum Yonasan never doubted this. It's only because of the presence of the Shekhinah at that moment in time that the location is sanctified. But if you ask the question, and that's the question that the Targum Yonasan wants to address, why is this particular place, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to have this meeting, this rendezvous with Moshe Rabbeinu, and bring his Shekhinah down? Why the Sneh on this particular mountain? The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bocher lahorid Shekhinaso here, dafka b'makom hazeh, because li'asid, that's where Klal Yisrael will receive the Torah. And now we're beginning to see that a location is sanctified because of the Shekhinah, but sometimes because Hashem knows that that's where He's going to sanctify the place, and that's the location where something great is going to take place, and He's going to come down from the heavens and reveal His Shekhinah, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to reveal His Shekhinah in anticipation of what's going to happen later on. So the Makadesh of the Admas Kodesh of Makom Asher Ata Omed Olav is the Shekhinah that comes down on the mountain. But if you ask the question, why does the Shekhinah come down on this mountain? It is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipates that that's the mountain where He's going to give the Torah. So that mountain is already designated from the get-go as the mountain where Hashem is going to give the Torah and where He's going to reveal Himself, and therefore from the get-go, even anticipating what's going to happen later in the future, Hashem chooses that's the location where He wants to reveal the Shekhinah. Mm-hmm. And perhaps we can understand this Shita of the Targum Yonasan based on the Or Chaim HaKadosh, that already at the time of the Sneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Moshe Rabbeinu a remez that the reason why this place was chosen for the as the Atmas Kodesh for the Yeridas HaShekhinah is because Liyosid Lavo, at this particular location, God is going to transmit the Torah to Moshe, and in turn Moshe is going to transmit the Torah to Klal Yisrael. What does the Or Chaim HaKadosh give us? An amazing chiddush. To try to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to say the words Al Tikrov Halom and then Shal Na'alcha Me'al Raglecha. Now at this point, the Or Chaim HaKadosh is going to divide the mitzvahs of the Torah into two categories. One is called Mitzvah Saseh, and one is called Mitzvah Lo Saseh. And in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu, in anticipation of Har Sinai, is going to get two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is going to be a Mitzvah Saseh, and one is a Lo Saseh. Now, in the Seder, what comes first? A Lo Saseh or an Essay? Sur Meirav, Asay Tov, correct?
Yes.
So the Lo Saseh always has to come first. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the sanctity and the status of this mountain, Al Tikrov Halom, I'm giving you a Lo Saseh. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Mitzvah Saseh, which is going to require an action on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to have to Shal Na'al Chamer to take off his shoes. So Beis Dvarim, says the Or Chaim, Yitzav Oso Hashem, God will command him. Number one, that he shouldn't come close, and number two, take off his shoes. And he says in the next paragraph that Da, you should know that the entire Torah, which is God's way of revealing His will, is divided up into two different, shall we say, manifestations or expressions of God's will. One is His Kepeda, and those things that He's makpid about, that's called the Mitzvah Lo Saseh. And God wants us to avoid, because God is the healer, God is the creator of the Torah, and also the spiritual nature of and the makeup of man, God knows what could destroy our nefesh. That's the Lo Saseh. Mm-hmm. And in addition, God gives us Mitzvah Saseh. Heim Hasogas HaTov Kishayiyah Ubederom Ein Onshim. God says if you want to upgrade yourself spiritually and be on a higher level, then fulfill the following mitzvahs. However, there's no punishment for the absence of the mitzvah. See, in the first case of Lo Saseh, where God says, don't be chovel your nefesh, don't destroy your own spiritual makeup, If you do so, you're worthy of punishment. In the second case, where God is saying you want to have, you know, want to get something good, meaning beyond, you want to get hasogos on the highest level, then do the mitzvah saseh. Here there's no punishment, he says, with two exceptions, and that's Pesach u'Milah. V'chein kan, so too here at the sneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands two mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. First a lo saseh, and then an essay. The word al, says the Gemara in Erevin, is always indicative of a lo saseh. But shal na'alcha, which requires Moshe to do an action, that's indicative of a mitzvah saseh. Now, the next paragraph is the main punchline, which is in the middle column. He says, "V'tomid yaktim Hashem Hashmir la'asiyah." Wherever you see mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh, lo saseh always comes first. For example, shmaratim v'asisem. Shmira means lo saseh. Lishmar v'lasos. Mishmaratim mitzvosai. It's always going to be sur meira and then asay tov. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to first introduce that which is more severe, al tikrov halom, which is a lo saseh, that's shmira, and then a mitzvah saseh of shal na'alcha, that he should be noeg kavod ha'makom because the makom is mekudosh. How can we now shed a new light on the Targum Yonasan? The Targum Yonasan said that this har is mekudosh and it was chosen because ultimately Hashem would give the Torah.
Right.
The connection now becomes obvious in the light of this Or HaChaim. Ki Masha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu is that in the future, on this very mountain, I'm going to give the Torah, and the Torah is comprised of two halves. There's the Losa says in the essays, the Shmira and the Asiya. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets that as a message, as a hint, symbolically, because Hashem first says to him, Al Tikrav Halam, and then Shal Na'alcha. And this takes on a deeper meaning if we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's introduction to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh. Hashem says to Moshe at the Sneh, he says to him, Ko Tomar El Bnei Yisrael, after he introduces himself as the God of the forefathers, tell Bnei Yisrael, Hashem, Elokei Avoseichem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Shlachani Aleichem, and then Zesh Mili Olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. Those last seven words are very cryptic. What is Hashem trying to convey? So the Zohar gives a lot of symbolic meaning on a mystical level of what it means Zeh Shmi L'Olam. That Shmi, if you add Yud Kei to Shmi, you get Shasa, which is a reference to the mitzvot Lo Saseh. If you take the word Zichri and you combine it with the other two letters of God's name, which is Vav Kei, you end up with Ramach. So if you have Shmi, let's see if we can do a quick calculation. Kufrei Shin. Shin is 300. 350. Now let's add 350 to the 15 of Yud Kei, the first two letters of God's name, which are connected to Losa says. And the final number that you'll get to is 365. Which is the number of losases in the Torah. But let's take the word Zichri. So Zichri is 237.
Okay.
Now let's add to 237 the Vav Kei, which is the second half of God's name, which is Kenegin the Mitzvah Saseh. So if you add the 15 to the 237. How much is 15 and 237?
52.
Just one second, I made a mistake here, I'm sorry. So again, Zichri is 237, correct? 237. And now we'll add to 237, 15.
252.
Is 252. So one second, this doesn't stim. Just one second. What mistake did I make? Second, Yud K. Oh, Vav K. I'm sorry. Vav K is 6 and 5 is 11. Ah, so let's add 237 to 11. I'm sorry.
237 and 11 is 248.
It's 248. Okay, so that's the That's the Zichri. So Moshe Rabbeinu is already telling Klal Yisrael, or telling Moshe to transmit to Klal Yisrael, the message of the Mitzvot Haseh, the Mitzvot Lo Haseh, and that's Zeshmi v'Zeh Zichri. And when does Moshe Rabbeinu get this harbinger, so to speak, of the division of the mitzvahs into losas and essays, zichri and shmi, that he receives already at the sneh. So this is really interesting. Already at the sneh, there's a connection here between the sneh and Matan Torah, insofar as the sneh is already an indication of essays and losas. Okay, let's fast forward for a moment to the next paragraph. And we said before that Moshe Rabbeinu is given, according to the Aruch Chaim, a los haseh and an essay. Mm-hmm. There's the Al-Tikre of Halom and the Shal Na'alcha. Now let's connect that to the Zohar, who says that Zeh Shmi and Zeh Zichri is a connection, is a remez to the mitzvos los haseh and the mitzvos haseh. Mm-hmm. Shmi to los haseh and Zichri to haseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very careful, very demanding. We should never violate a los haseh. And he's even more careful about that than the fulfillment of mitzvah haseh, as we saw in the Aruch Chaim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with Zeh Shmi. And Zeh Shmi are the first two letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning if you add that, you end up with the los haseh. And the los haseh have to come first. The Vav Hey at the end of God's name is going to be attached to Zichri to give us the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh. That comes next. So the sequence here is very important, because what's critical first, as we saw in many Pesukim in the Torah, is the Shmira of Los Haseh. And the essays, that's already, so to speak, a luxury item. It's like the cherry on top. I mean, in relation to the Los Haseh. Los Haseh are so basic. So let's go back to Targum Yonasan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the land that I chose, this is the mountain that I chose, the location for Admas Kodesh. And the reason for that is because in the future, this very mountain is going to be the location at which God will give you the Torah. Mm-hmm. And now, we can say the following. Vayar Hashem Kisar Liraos. Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was curious about the snare. Vayikra alav elokim mitoch hasneh, vayomer Moshe, Moshe vayomer hineni, vayomer al tikrav halom, al shal nalchum el alecha. Says the Aruch Chaim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was curious, this was the opportunity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to notify or to teach and educate Moshe Rabbeinu about the kpeda of los haseh, which is more important than the essays, and therefore the los haseh v'al tikra v'alam is going to come first, and only the essay comes later. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds ki amokom asher atah omed olav admas kodesh, and according to Targum Yonasan, it means it's admas kodesh. It was chosen to become the admas kodesh because li'asid klal Yisrael will receive the Torah. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, will teach the Torah. Then the tachlis, the ultimate purpose of Kabbalah Satorah, which explains why this location of the snare was chosen for Shechina, is the fulfillment of the Tayyig Mitzvahs, the Shasa Los Haseh, and the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh. So as a preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, God says, first I will give you the Los Haseh, and then the essays. And this is called Sur Meira Vaseh Tov. Okay, I think at this point we did about half of the Maimar. I think we'll take a break.
I something. I think I only have one sheet.
There should be another sheet. I may have confused, mixed it up.
You gave me two of the same sheet. So.